Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast. What's up, Everything Medicare Podcast Nation? This is Christian Brenda. Wherever you are and however you might be listening to me today, thank you so much for taking the time. And folks, this is episode 278? I don't even know what episode we're on. Episode 268, excuse me, of the Everything Medicare Podcast. I'm your host, Christian Brenda, and I am the voice for people on Medicare in this country right now. So excited to bring you another episode here today. Today we're going to be talking about how to spot some total BS in advertising and marketing. Now, one thing that's interesting to know and I think that you should be aware of is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services over the past maybe month to 2 months or so have come out with some regulations to change the way people are advertising Medicare Advantage to you. We've talked on this platform in excessive detail about how blatant and what an absolute disregard for truth and factual information a lot of advertising has been, right, in the last 2 to 3 years. We know this, right? This isn't new information at this point. But they're actually looking like they might be clamping down. We'll see. I mean, they never have before. In fact, I feel like they actually regulate the people that aren't the perpetrators, to be completely honest with you. But that's neither here or there. In this topic today about how to actually spot the BS when it comes to Medicare advertising, I'd like to start with this. One thing that I think is vitally important when it comes to the topic that we're actually dissecting and diving into today is, in so many things in life, it just becomes common knowledge that, hey, that's not real. That's not legitimate, right? There's fine print here. There's fine print there, right? I think that in the 1970s, potentially into the 1980s, and I'm sure a lot of our audience might actually be a better equipped source to maybe comment on this than me, but based on what my understanding has been, it was very easy for car dealerships to get away with murder, right? They were upselling. They were charging much higher than they should have. They were bundling things that you didn't need, right? Just trying to really just rip you off and screw you. Nowadays, with all the different websites that we have and different technology and how many people are savvy with the internet, it's kind of hard to pull that off. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen like it used to. And it's just common knowledge that, oh yeah, they're going to try to screw you over if you go into a dealership. They're going to do everything they can to just take advantage of you, to take every penny they can from you, to stick their hands in your pocket, right? They're sleazeballs. Most people have this opinion on car dealerships, car salesmen, finance guys, that they're just a bunch of shithead assholes, right? You probably have that opinion a little bit. I know I do, right? Just a negative connotation. People that run infomercials, right? Very, very popular in the 90s, maybe even the early 2000s. They're offering this, they're offering that. I think today you don't really see infomercials like you used to. And maybe there's some kind of, you know, channel or kind of broadcast system that I don't see on a regular basis. But you don't see that kind of stuff like you used to. But when you do, people just have this connotation that's been built up over decades that, oh yeah, they're just going to try to sell you some garbage, right? They're going to sell you some gold or whatever the case might be. They're just going to just kind of take you for a ride. This is what is developing right now with a lot of the Medicare advertising work that's going on. But there's still a bit of situation where somebody is absolutely taking advantage of another person or a person on Medicare that needs to happen before it's become the general consensus. I think it's starting to get there, truth be told. But you wouldn't believe how many people believe some of the nonsense that's still being advertised, right? Whether it be something in the mail, whether it be someone calling them, whether it be someone, a robocall, whether it be something they read online, whatever the case might be, right? This is how you spot absolute BS in Medicare advertising, right? This is how you can actually avoid being taken advantage of before it becomes the general consensus that a lot of these types of advertising is just trying to really just take advantage of you. And it's almost probably, in some cases, a borderline scam. Number one, anytime that you see an advertisement that's national, blatant, broadcasted on social media, Facebook, someone's running an advertisement for you on Facebook. You ever notice like you're scrolling on Facebook, on social media, if you're on social media, I assume you are if you're listening to a podcast, and you just see some kind of ad, right? It says sponsored. That means someone's paying to run an advertisement in front of you. They're paying to get their post or their advertisement in front of your eyeballs, right? A commercial, whatever that might be. And they're offering something just crazy, right? They're like, get $200 back in your Social Security because you signed up with this Medicare plan, right? Get $4,000 or $5,000 in dental, right? Which actually is against the rules, first of all. It's against the Medicare marketing guidelines for them to advertise specific benefits to get your interest. So that right there, they're uncompliant with Medicare itself, with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So if they're willing to break those rules and regulations, do you really think they're a trustworthy source? Let's ask ourselves that right there. That's the first thing that I would point out. But anytime, we've all heard this from our parents, our grandparents, mentors, and probably developed this opinion through our own personal experiences throughout life. If it sounds too good to be true, chances are it's probably too good to be true. What a lot of the advertising that's going on, when they say they'll put, I don't know, $2,000 a year back into your Social Security, or they'll give you $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 worth of dental onto your plan. They're taking a benefit that's probably available in one city in the entire United States. Probably not where you live. And it's probably only available for people that meet certain parameters. It's not every single person on Medicare. It's a Medicare Advantage benefit, always, right? But a lot of times they're using benefits for plans that are available to maybe 1% of the population, maybe 2%. Usually it's for plans that are specifically made for people that qualify for Medicare and Medicaid at the same time. They're twisting the truth in terms of what's really going on. Now, truth be told, with the new rules that have been put out there by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, we might see some of this stuff go away. You might not see it as much as they used to, but they'll probably find a loophole. And the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will probably take another 3 years to address it. That would be my guess on what we're going to see. So over the three-year time span, if I'm correct, before we actually see real change, do you want to be taken advantage of over those 3 years? I would hope not. So this is how we're going to spot this BS through advertising. Another thing. Anytime someone says there's a massive Medicare change going on right now, and it's not October or the fall, they're lying and they're full of it. Because Medicare does not go through changes. Medicare Advantage plans don't change. Medicare premiums don't change. Medicare deductibles don't change randomly in the middle of the year. They change typically from October to November into December. Because that's the Medicare annual election period. They call it AEP in our industry. October 15th through December 7th, a lot of changes are announced on October 1st, and other changes are announced in November. And they take effect the 1st of January in the following year. Now, Medicare supplement plans, they can raise your premium sporadically, right, any time of the year, but that just affects people on the same plan with the same company as you are with, the same insurance company. 95% of all Medicare changes take place from October through December 7th. So anytime you get a mailer in May or in June that says there's dramatic Medicare changes that are impacting you, throw it away. And the reason is because there's no Medicare changes going on in May or June. There's just not. They're just trying to hook you, is what they call it in the advertising and the marketing world. It's a hook, right? It's a hook that catches your attention and draws you in like you're a fish. Now, I'm not anti-advertising. I'm not anti-marketing. I think if a company has a very good and honest and helpful product or service to offer, then by all means, they should market that. They should advertise that. They should be creative in how they do so, right? All the biggest companies and all the most successful companies and all the best companies in America do a bit of marketing and advertising. But what I have a problem with is dishonest marketing or advertising. If they are dishonest with you to get you on the phone with them, how do you think they're going to be when you're doing business with them? It's like when there's red flags when you're dating somebody. Do you think those are going to go away or they're going to get better once you're married and you have a couple of kids? If there's a huge problem in the relationship within the first 30 days of dating, do you think that's really going to get better when you're 5 years in and you've been married for a year? Think about this. This is how I would look at things. I would look at doing business with someone almost like marrying someone or being in a relationship with someone. To an extent, there's similarities, don't you think? I certainly do. And you don't want to do business with somebody that's going to be unethical and dishonest in order to do business with you. That would be my opinion, right? So understand that if something sounds just ridiculous, too good to be true, it probably is. If you have a good agent or broker that you talk to them before you call anybody. Because they're going to be able to tell you what the real truth is in terms of what's available in your market. Now, I always tell you, you're best off by working with an agent that represents a multitude of the different insurance companies in your area. Some insurance companies probably, and products might not be worth marketing, might not be worth representing. But if they represent all of the viable and good products in your area, that is great. My company does so. We work with people in 43 states, and we'd be happy to talk with you on your plan if you need help. I'll talk about that closer to the end of the episode if you'd like to know. But working with an agent that's independent, that represents a multitude of different companies, is always going to be better than working with somebody that represents one or does Medicare as a side hobby or something like that, because they're not going to offer you all the choices. They're just going to pigeonhole you into a one situation fits all, and that is certainly not the case with Medicare. But when it comes to advertising, understand that Medicare changes are not happening outside of the fall. And if you get any advertising or marketing that suggests that they are, red flag. That's how you can spot some BS. Also, you can spot some BS, but if it sounds just too good to be true. Typically. Not always, though. There might be a better plan for you in your market, but talk to a real person. Don't call a call center. A call center is controlled and operated. All these big ones anyway, right? The ones that are really breaking all kinds of Medicare marketing guidelines, you know, the ones that are running all the advertisements with commercials and celebrities and things like that, the ones you see all the time or you have seen all the time for the last 2-3 years. You know that they are controlled by venture capitalists and investors, and their job is to make a profit. No matter if that's good for you or not, their job is to make a sale. So if you're on the best plan for you, do you think they're going to tell you that? I would think not. Are they going to take care of you once they've actually gotten what they want out of you? I would think not. A good independent brokerage or broker is going to give you long-term attention and customer service. And they're also going to update you when there's actually changes to update. I've had people that call my office that are clients with us. They'll call us in May and they're like, why didn't you tell us about this change that's going on that I keep hearing about on the TV or I got a mailer about, whatever the case might be. I'm like, we didn't update you on the change because there's no change to update. It's a bait and switch hook marketing tactic. And that's what I tell them. I'm like, I was under the impression you wanted us to keep you updated when there was something to update. And most people understand once I explain exactly what's going on, but the Medicare industry is slowly becoming the infomercial industry. Not the Medicare industry, but a lot of the Medicare advertising that you see. It's slowly becoming the infomercials. It's slowly becoming the car dealerships where you just know that, oh, I probably don't want to do business with them if I can help it. And if I do, I got to be incredibly careful. I got to have my guard up. What's great about the Medicare industry is there's no reason why you ever have to do business with those organizations, ever. Because there's so many great independent agencies and brokerages that have so much to offer. And they have so much integrity. And they're there to help you. My organization's a great example. We work with people in 43 states. Christian Brindle Insurance Services, specializing in Medicare health plans, located just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. Our office number is 801-255-5340. Again, 801-255-5340. And if we're not licensed in your state, like I said, we're licensed in 43. There are 7 states we're not licensed in. I bet you anything, we know somebody or do business with somebody that can help you in your particular state. So I'd say all 50 states, if you need help with your Medicare plan, give us a call. We'd love to be able to talk to you. Free, no obligation consultation. And if you're on the best plan for you, we will certainly tell you so. We are never about to put somebody on a worse situation than what they're already on. But sometimes you can lower your premium by keeping your plan the same. If you're on a Medicare supplement, sometimes if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you might be able to increase your benefits. But your plan is not changing this time of the year. In the fall, it probably will. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, not a Medicare supplement. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be trying to bring you more consistent episodes over the next 6 months. And the reason that I was away for as long as I was, for all of you listeners that have been with us for so long, and I can't imagine having a better, more dedicated audience than what we have been so blessed to be able to have with this show. If you've been listening to us for years, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. We value you. We want to make sure we keep bringing you information. I just got burnt out, folks. 200 and what is this episode? 268. It's a lot of episodes. For about a year straight, 12, 13 months consecutively, we brought you 3 shows a week. Can't do that anymore. The size of our organization just doesn't allow it, but I will continue to bring you updates and information as they become available. If you enjoyed this episode and you enjoy our show, I really would appreciate it if you leave us a 5-star review on any podcast platform that allows you to do so. If you're listening to us on that, Apple Podcasts or iTunes is a great example. If you're watching on YouTube, do me a favor, drop a like. Helps so many people just like you who need to hear our content and need to hear this information that we want to save them from getting taken advantage of. Also, make sure to subscribe on YouTube if you're not already. Comment your thoughts below. I'd love to have a dialogue with you. And thanks so much for watching. Thanks for being the best audience out there. Until next time, folks, happy Medicare and take care. We'll be back next time.